going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Emory Hunt from CBS Sports joins us. Emory, how are you?
What up, Em?
That's right. Put some respect out. Glad to be on the show with y'all, man.
All right, let's start. It's all going to be here, but we'll start here and end here too, probably. What do you think the Falcons do at 15?
I think they go defensive line, and it encompasses whether it's a defensive lineman per se or an edge rusher. I think that's where not only the need for the Falcons kind of leads you to believe, but also just – where the talent is in the draft in terms of where they are picking and what could be potentially there for them at 15.
Hey, and because there's not like – because every year the quarterback, they push good prospects back because team won't quarterback. Because there doesn't seem to be a big lock of, you know, quarterbacks being drafted in the top 10 or 3, do you think there'll be a lot or less trades in the first round?
I think we'll see more trades, to be honest, because – what's fascinating about that is when you think about how teams are talking or how everyone is talking about Ashton Jeanty and how everyone is talking about, you know, Teterell McMillan or how everyone is talking about Tyler Warren. And there are a few teams you kind of say, man, this is a perfect fit for X, Y, and Z player like a Jeanty, McMillan, or Warren. It kind of yields itself to teams like, hey, man, you know, if I'm the Colts and I think the Jets have a potential of taking a Tyler Warren, I might want to call Jacksonville to see if I can get up to get that guy. Or if I'm Chicago and I think a team like the Raiders or the Cowboys may be on the phone with the Raiders or on the phone with Jacksonville trying to get up to get a Jeanty, man, we better move up and go get that guy. So I think we'll surprisingly see a lot of movement because of certain players and teams that have really good depth on their roster on both sides of the ball can take those targeted chances to get that one guy that they feel like can push them over the top.
One of my favorite things about talking to you this time of year is you're not afraid to give your opinion of the position rankings. Like, you're not just going to say what everybody else is saying or what might be the least likely to be wrong or whatever. Like, we've had years where you've come on and told us about a random linebacker out of Montana, and then the Falcons take him in the second round. I want to ask you about because I think it's pretty consensus now that Cam Ward's going to go number one. I'm interested to know how you view the quarterback position after that. Is it Shador, and then who's there, and how does it sort of break down 1 through 3 or 4 for you?
Well, for me, and the tweets are there, the receipts are there, I've always had this take, and it's Shador 1, Cam 2, Milroe 3, I have Brady Cook 4, and I have Graham Mertz right now at 5, or at 5.
See? Just like I said, Emery's going to tell you what he thinks.
Yes.
Not what everybody else is saying. I love it.
Well, here's the thing about the Shador thing. Maybe I'd be looking at things logically. And because just last year, right, all you heard, well, just last year and all throughout this whole, you know, since 1920, all you've heard was, well, you got to play the position from the pocket.
Yep.
It's about timing, touch, accuracy, anticipation. You know, it's about how you play on third downs, managing the game, good inside the red zone. And then I watched Shador play for 4 straight years at 2 different downtrodden programs that he elevated. And now the conversation is, well, you got to be able to throw off script. You got to be able to move outside. You got to be able to be an athlete. Like, I can't keep up when the narrative changes, right? Because if you told me someone since 1869, right? Harriet Tubman was alive still then. So since then, this dude is the most accurate passer in college football history. What are we talking about? Like, why is this not, why is this a question, right? So if you look at someone like Shador, and I said this when he was at Jackson State, he plays like Joe Burrow. And it's funny because everything that we hear about Joe Burrow or heard about Joe Burrow coming out of LSU was like, he doesn't have the strongest arm. He's not the most athletic. He takes a lot of sacks. He holds on the ball too long. Man, that sounds a lot like what we're hearing about Shador Sanders. And when you think about Sanders and you think about how he's able to excel consistently, think about this. His first two games, first game at Jackson State and his first game at Colorado, were comeback victories, upset wins against top 25 opponents. First was against FAMU and torrential downpour. They won that game 7-6. And the one against TCU, where he threw for 500 yards and four touchdowns, and people were saying, well, we don't know if it's going to translate because he did that at Jackson State. Can he do it against the big boys? Well, how about that debut, right? And so I just find that whole conversation comical. And I'll just quickly touch on Brady Cook. When you look at Brady Cook's profile, athletic profile, and his statistics and his play, it looks a lot like Andy Dalton at TCU. And what we love about Dalton at TCU, grit, competitive gamer, had his team playing in the Rose Bowl against Wisconsin and led the Bengals to a lot of AFC North titles and postseason berths. Brady Cook is going criminally underrated right now in this process.
And what about, I mean, we're pretty sure that Abdul is going to be the first defensive lineman going off. Who's, in your opinion, the second and third guys? And I was mainly asking about where those guys from Georgia you think will be at.
I look at – it's fascinating because I said this before too, where you look at these Georgia prospects on defense and don't even look at statistics. Just look at how they play. Mm-hmm. And because they're asked to play in a certain scheme and be a certain way. But when you look at their tools as a whole, you see some very good translatable skills and good football players. So Mikael Williams to me is more of a five tech. And so some teams can, look at him up front along the defensive line, kind of like how Trayvon Walker is. And he'll have sacks because he's a very good athlete. I think Jalen Walker can play all three linebacker positions. I graded him as my number one outside linebacker, more like a Sam guy. Mm-hmm. I think he's a better blitzer than he is a pure pass rusher, which is why I like him more linebacker than opposed to edge rusher. And when you think about Chambliss and how he plays, like every time I look up, he's making some big-time play. If you're looking at this from a, hey, this is our scheme, we need someone to fit that particular scheme, you'll find it's like going shopping at Costco at Georgia because they have a bevy of those guys that can fit in whatever you need them to do. And they've shown that they're both coachable and also talented to handle that responsibility.
Emory Hunt joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy the day before the first round of the NFL draft, getting his take on as many potential Falcon draft picks as we can. A name that we haven't spent a lot of time talking about, but I've seen associated with the Falcons more at 15 over the last couple of weeks, is Jihad Campbell, the linebacker out of Alabama. Can you tell us a bit about him?
Love his athleticism, man. It's wild to see a guy that goes from the point of attack at the line of scrimmage and is able to get into that hook the curl zone with fluidity and whether it's carrying a tight end down the seam or some bigger wide receivers being able to match up in zone, that's the type of versatility and athleticism that you covet at that position. And this is someone that started as an edge rusher, had to move to off-ball linebacker, and played it as if he was playing that position his whole career. So not only do you get someone that's shown he can make the transition and make it seamlessly, but also already has the built-in experience of being a pass rusher if you want to use him in that role. I think he is the best overall backer in the class because of that versatility and athleticism.
Well, Emory, we appreciate it. As always, thank you.
Appreciate you,
enjoy the next couple days.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.